This is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
To substantiate what I'm saying, we surveyed 30 counties. We also called the state of Florida. And I will tell you that your policy as written is in line with the state of Florida and throughout the state of Florida. It is a good policy as written for drop payouts. And I believe that if Escambia County changes their policy, you are going to be an extreme outlier. This is going to cost you millions. And I don't think that's the fiscal impact that you're trying to have.
So, Clerk of the Court and Comptroller for Escambia County, Pam Childers, there speaking during the Board of County Commissioners meeting last Thursday. I played some of that for you yesterday, maybe the day before, I forget when, anyway, and talked about how, first of all, I do not understand all the details, so I don't want to presume to be an expert. Number two, it sounds pretty bad based on what she said. And so, three, let's understand what's going on. So, joining us now, we have Pam Childers, the Clerk of the Court and the Comptroller for Escambia County. Pam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Okay, so millions of dollars, a dramatic change in retirement, a proposed dramatic change in retirement for Escambia County employees, and it would make us an outlier. Help me understand. It sounds bad. How bad is it? What are you concerned about? What's going on here?
Probably this is what I'm concerned about, and I do talk fast, but when I'm at a meeting, I try to slow it down, so let me find a tempo that you can hear and understand. FRS pension members only have this option. It's a deferred option that it's a legislative opportunity, right? So during your 5 years, your last 5 years working with an FRS employer, you get to put your pension calculation monies into an account held by FRS that's paid out when you separate with your employer. So understand that part first. It's only for particular members. The problem started in 2014, and it started because the county had a big problem. They were taking over the jail from the sheriff, and they were trying to figure out lots of things, lots of costs, employees, certifications of employees, and needed employees to stay with them and maybe not go back to the sheriff's office or Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. They needed them as correctional officers. Many of them had large leave balances. How are they going to handle that? Let's say the sheriff has a different plan or something. That's what they were trying to solve in 2014.
Okay.
The HR director at that time, his name is Tom Turner, if you need to know it. He got there about 2012. He left about 2017, I'm guessing, early. So they did step one, and that is, let's move forward and change the BCC, the Board of County Commissioners, policy as it pertains to drop. So here's the policy language, just to help you understand language. Sell all of your PTO at entry up to the allowable limit. Sell all of your PTO at separation up to the allowable limits. This is while you're in drop. Or, this is what's added, use accrued leave to provide terminal leave to be approved. Allowable limits in that policy at the header states, this has to be set in your HR policy. It's a HR policies and procedures manual that also has to go to the Board of County Commissioners for approval. So what happened at that time is they did step one. They changed the board's comprehensive policy that says you can do these three things, adding or terminal leave. And I'd have to explain terminal leave to you. And that is, if you have leave on the books, you are considered an employee, but you're not coming to work.
That's where you stop working the last month of your employment and just get paid for it. That's terminal leave.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So that HR director did a lot of research about how are we going to handle this problem. So there is no doubt. There is lots of documents where he wrote policies. He changed the HR manual. He wrote notes. He gave backgrounds. He did research. He did calculations. But step two, actually changing the HR policy and going to the board for approval to set the allowable limits or to change the allowable limits did not happen. And it did not happen because they were solving the jail employee issues differently. And the county administrator at the time, Jack Brown, did not, would not take it to the board for change.
Okay.
It was a decision not to change the allowable limits. And with that, it didn't mean they had to go back and change the main policy, because all it says is you can do this up to the allowable limits. But the limits are set, and they were never changed.
Pardon me for asking the third grade question, okay? Have we been paying out more than we should have because the policy wasn't actually put into the HR manual? Or would this proposal make it so we're paying out more? I'm not sure which way the thing cuts. That's what I'm kind of confused on.
Okay. So at that point in 2014, because war terminal leave was added, in 2014 forward for several years, it was a case-by-case basis of approval, because terminal leave has to jump through hoops of approval.
Okay.
So this was not widespread knowledge that you could get paid 500 hours at the beginning of drop and 500 hours at the end. So it was very sparse, always sparse, until about 2021. And you know, I think all hell broke loose in 2020. We had block voting in 2020 to 2021, 22, 23. There were a lot of things that happened in our county government and to our county as a whole and to America with the pandemic.
Sure. Well, and we also, and that was also the time frame when we were dealing with the ICMA stuff and the county commissioners and their retirement package, and which, I'll be honest, this sounds very familiar because, you know, Robert Bender discovers that has this thing that he did not realize. Then the other board members discover that he was getting it and they want it too. And that's where all of that, and it sounds very similar to that. You know, it's kind of occasionally implemented, very lucrative, and then everybody got wind of it and everybody tries to take advantage of it. Pam, excellent. I feel like I'm about 70% tracking it all, even though you're doing your best to go slow for me. I appreciate it. So, and now what? Where are we now?
Okay. So we left 2014 for several years where this is sparse. In fact, I think there were comments of we're not really sharing this with everyone because they were only approving it for so many people for reasons. So it was contained. But in 2021, they got a new HR director. I can't remember the experience this person had, but it started saying, well, wait a minute, we are interpreting this board policy to mean this. And then we started seeing a lot more being paid.
Okay.
And so it was being pushed out through an interpretation of the HR director. This was not escalated to my finance director until 2023 when she contacted the county attorney because they're like, wait a minute, wait. There are limits. And you can't do this for everyone. And what is going on, you cannot interpret. The plain language of the policy says X that I read to you.
Okay.
The county attorney wrote, not a memo, but an email that stated, this is what you can do. And so at that point, my staff, a staff of four that pays $160 million payroll every year with lots of issues daily with payroll.
Sure.
Somebody always has a problem with something. So the drop is just one more little bucket. At that point in time, decisions were made, okay, if that's what we're doing, then we will just automatically pay everybody on both sides. There weren't a lot. There were eight people, I think it was,
okay,
at that point in time that you're paying out in drop. We have 109 people in drop now. So what happened? currently, in November, is when I started a payroll review for a variety of reasons. We just go around and do reviews for their high-risk areas. My payroll department is, let's look at FRS pay codes, let's look at drop, because that is not clear. So my finance director, she was the one that would oversee the research, the report, and I issued a report in November 7th, I think I sent it to the board. I did not hear, I'm going to correct you, I sent it to the chair. So the chair at the time was Mike Kohler.
Okay.
I did not hear back from anyone. No discussion, not from the county administrator, not from the chair. No discussion other than, thank you, we're looking at it. I think that was Mike Kohler. And the next thing that happens on December 11th, they've got a whole new policy, rescinding parts and making it very clear we pay at the front end and we pay at the back end. And the reason I said do not pass this, it's because they don't understand it, in my opinion. I don't think the board fully understands what's going on. So what has happened is we have interpretations by county HR that, oh, it was the intent in 2014. It was the intent in 2014. They were solving a big problem.
Got it.
When they got to step two, they did not do it. They left in place the limits as stated, which is why I told them, you have a good policy. Don't do this.
Right.
And I think one of the commissioners, Stephen Berry, said, it's exigent. We have to do this. We have to do this now. We have to pay people out. And I'm like, no, you don't. You have a policy. Follow your policy. So this is interpretation by county leadership that forced the board to do a policy that they should have never done. They are outliers throughout the entire state of Florida. And quite frankly, I think county leadership failed the elected. I don't think they should have done this. It's very expensive.
What? Well, how much money are we talking about? Because it seems to me like there's two issues. There's the money that has already been paid out under the policy that it should not really have been paid out, but the friends and family secret policy they were taking advantage of for a while, then it became more widespread and everybody kind of jumped on, and I assume some of that has also been paid out. But it's going forward. Like, what volume of money are we talking about here? Is this $1 million? Is this $50 million? What are we dealing with?
Dealing with it depends on how many people are in drop. So, and typically, right now you've got a lot of higher ups in drop.
Right.
So well paid, right? Set it and forget it time. And so they build leave quickly and then they get another bucket of leave and another bucket of leave. So maybe take it like this. A higher up or somebody in administration, whether you're talking about the county administrator, county attorney, they probably will make in their drop period $200,000. So
okay.
There you go.
Yep.
That's a per person. That's a higher up.
Yeah.
That's not saying everybody's going to get it. So it just happens exponentially, and there's 109 people in drop.
So the difference of this policy, one way or the other, is on the order of $10 to $20 million if you do the math.
It's a long period of time. Drop went from 5 years to 8 years.
Oh.
And
wow.
I really haven't calculated the number.
I gotcha.
I was trying to deal with policy language.
Yeah.
I'm just using a very simple example for you to understand that a government employee under this policy at the administrative level is going to leave with $200,000 in their drop period. Breaking that down, I would say the $500 equates for $50,000.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad I don't work in HR, because I still say I don't completely but I understand the what went wrong, why we shouldn't have done what we'd done, and why it's going to be very expensive for us going forward. So thank you. I know you did your best to explain, and it just, you know, it's complicated stuff, so I really appreciate that. And Pam, I told you I'd let you go because I know you got to run to catch a flight. Pam Childers is the Escambia County Clerk and the Comptroller. She's the one that's tasked with being the watchdog on all this stuff, and, you know, sometimes she finds things. And this does feel very much like the ICMA stuff, except now we're talking about 100 employees instead of two or three, which is, you know, oh my goodness. Well, Pam, thank you for explaining this. I had a whole other thing I wanted to talk with you about. We obviously ran out of time entirely, but thank you for paying attention. Thank you for explaining it to us. And feel free to keep in touch and tell me anything else I need to know as we go forward, okay?
Sure. Other link, property fraud. Go to a Scambia clerk website, type in property fraud, first link. Submit your forms if you own property in Escambia County for property fraud alert. That was our other topic.
Right, and it would let you know if somebody tries to illegitimately use or access your, basically your property, and they have to do some kind of a tag onto the records with Escambia County. This would be a way of notifying them, hey, somebody's fishing around with your stuff, so that you can take action to prevent it or act on it or whatever, right? That's the real short version of that.
That's the gist of it. We put it in place in 2023. It actually happened to me before this time. Somebody filed $1 million loan against me. So had this been in place, I would have been notified by an email that something's been filed and attached to my name, and I could have researched it, called an attorney, whatever needed to happen.
Gotten ahead of it. Wow. Okay, so property fraud alert. That's the thing on the county clerk's website. And that's what I just figured people didn't know about this because I didn't know about it, and I wanted to. I know we got to let you go, but how common is it, do you know, for people to have fraud of this sort?
It was made mandatory in July of 2024 by the legislature. It's
okay.
Counties like Lee County, there's a couple of counties that get hit with property fraud constantly. We don't feel it up here, but we will get documents filed against someone like myself. And it does happen,
okay.
But not like it does in counties in central and lower Florida.
Okay. It doesn't hurt to sign up. It doesn't harm you anything or cost you anything. So even though it might be relatively rare up here, probably worth the defensive prevention. Pam Childers, a clerk of court and the comptroller for Escambia County, thank you, as always, for the time. And Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again soon.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye, Andrew.